1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I've heard of the Cincinnati Bengals being sued because they're not a good football team. I've heard of bands like Creed and one other band, I forget, that got sued. Oh, yeah, Limp Bizkit, because the fans didn't think they were any good. This is the first baseball team that a fan is contemplating a lawsuit against. The team, the Chicago Cubs, and the gentleman we have on the phone from Corona, California, is Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor. You are threatening a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit, correct, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, Phil, this it would be brought against the not only the Chicago Cubs baseball club, also the Tribune Company, and who are co-owners in the Chicago Sports Authority.
Do you have a monetary figure?
We are considering a figure $200 million.
And you've included also another individual, Roy Hutchins?
That is correct. We've also drawn Kobe Bryant into the lawsuit as well, because we feel that his influence in the news media had a lot to do with the ultimate pain and suffering that I think a lot of sports fans are feeling, especially Cub fans.
Well, what is it exactly your attorney's going to show when she goes into this courtroom?
Well, we'll show that the Cubs, the Chicago Cub Baseball Club, have lied about how good they are. We will show that their inept play has caused emotional pain and inability to earn a living for many Cub fans. We will also show that they have played just good enough to induce millions of Americans to wager large amounts of money on their success, only to get robbed of that money.
You mentioned the incident the other night where the fan interfered with the ball.
Yes, sir. If you look at that play on the replay, you would think that the Cubs were going to disappoint their fans again, because it looked like that interference would have caused them to lose the game. But I took that as an omen, and a lot of Cub fans are that positive. I took that as an omen that they would win, and that's just another mountain for them to climb. So as a result, I subsequently wagered with this gentleman, Mr. Roy Hutchins, and I subsequently lost, and I was forced into a position where I could humiliate myself.
All right, now, to clear up, Roy Hutchins is a neighbor of yours, correct?
He is my next-door neighbor, yes, sir.
And did you lose, you lost money to Mr. Hutchins?
No, sir, I did not.
What was the wager?
We had a wager on this final game last evening, one which the Cubs led me to believe would be won, because everyone said that it was for sure. The Cubs have not won a World Series since 1908, and if ever there was a team destined, this was it. So I wagered with this man.
Well, can I ask you again? It wasn't monetary, right? It wasn't.
No, sir. It wasn't. The wager was, and it was completely ridiculous, and there was no way that it would happen. He said that if I lost the wager, that he was having a costume party at his home on Halloween, and that he wanted to go dressed as Kobe Bryant, and that I would have to go dressed as the girl that Kobe Bryant supposedly raped. It was obviously sexist and against women.
Did you agree to this wager, sir? That you would dress up as the woman that Kobe Bryant had sex with?
If
you lost the bet on the game last night.
Yes, sir, and because there was no way the Cubs were going to lose. And they lost last night, and as of this morning, I received a phone call, and I told my attorney, and I wrote down, which I consider to be harassment.
With a phone call from who?
This was from Mr. Hutchins.
And what did he say?
He hung up the phone after he said, bend over the chair and drop your panties.
All right. Is this why you've included Mr. Bryant in your lawsuit, sir?
Yes, sir, because Mr. Bryant, by his notoriety, induced Mr. Hutchins to humiliate me and lead me to believe that he wants to rape me or...
All right, Mr. Bozell, this neighbor may be having a joke on your diehard love of the Chicago Cubs, that's all.
Well, maybe, but why did he call my house a few hours ago as well? He's saying things like, you're not going to tell anyone, are you? You're not going to tell anyone, are you? And that's what Mr. Bryant is alleged to have said. And then he made what can only be described as a grunting sound. He hung up.
You say you've been humiliated by the Chicago Cubs.
That is correct. As have millions of Cub fans.
As well as a next-door neighbor who you wagered the Cubs would win the game last night, or you'd dress up as the woman that Kobe Bryant had sex with, and he'd dress as Kobe, and you'd go to a costume party together, correct?
Yes, sir. And I didn't think that he was serious.
But you were so certain the Cubs are going to win the game. Just hold on.
That is correct, sir, and I didn't think at the time he's going to hold me to it.
All right. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. This man is considering suing the Chicago Cubs for losing because they have disappointed their fans yet again. Since 1945, Mr. Bozell, the Cubs have not been to a World Series.
That is correct. They have not been to a World Series since 1908. And the law of averages would say that they would win a World Series against the World Series. The law of averages would say that. So when I bet Mr.
Well, that's what I want to get to, the Mr. Hutchins bet, and we'll get to the Cubs. You bet Mr. Hutchins that you dress up in this ridiculous manner.
And this was an attempt to humiliate me, and also it was against women.
All right, but you bet him that you would dress up in this ridiculous manner, and he'd dress up like Kobe Bryant. You'd go together, and you lost the bet. And now you're claiming that you shouldn't have to pay the bet off because it's...
Well, I have no intention. I'm suing him for humiliating me. I'm suing Mr. Kobe Bryant for humiliating me as well. Also, we are suing the Cubs because they're liars, and I think it's time that everybody know it. We'll show that they played bad, which has caused emotional pain, and my inability to earn a living for a lot of Cub fans, not just me. I have made wagers of a lot of money down through the years, and I've lost those wagers as well.
You have a figure here in the neighborhood of $120,000.
That is the
that's the amount of money that you figure you've lost on Cub bets over the years.
Yes, sir.
Are you asking the Cubs to reimburse you?
Oh, absolutely. Now, we are prepared through my attorney, Dolores Blandengame of Riverside, California, to take this to the California Supreme Court. We can do it. We can go federal with this. We can do whatever they want to do. But the Chicago Cubs have made me look like a fool, and they've made a lot of other people look like a fool. And not only that, I'm $120,000 liar today since the day I set eyes on them. Number two, I have an individual who is treating me like a rape, you know, like he raped me, and he wants me to dress up like I'm a, you know, his little girl.
Well, but that was the bet that you guys made. You know, men make bets a lot. I mean, they're silly bets, and they always have something to do with one guy dressing up. And
well, I'm aware of that, but there's no way I was going to lose this bet.
Well, but when you made that bet, you didn't consider the possibility that the Cubs might lose?
Sir, there's no reason why the Cubs should have lost that game last night, except for the fact that they're liars, that they don't...
Are you saying the Cubs know how bad they are, but they lie to their fans?
I
mean, that's what you're saying. You're saying that the Cubs know how terrible they are, but they're lying to their fans about how terrible they are. If that's the case, how did they make it to the National League Championship?
I don't know. And that's the part that I think is so devious about this. The Cubs are liars, and they're lying to me, and they're making me look like a fool along with all other Cub fans, and I think they know what they're doing. I can't understand it. No other team. You look at the Florida Marlins, they're about ready to win their second World Series, and they haven't been around since, I mean, like 2 years ago or whatever.
Well, the Marlins started, I think, in 95.
I'm sorry?
The Marlins started in 95, but your point's made.
Yeah, 1995. Oh, my God. How humiliating is that for me to be a Cub fan? And on top of that, Mr. Hutchins, I will tell you that my son and my daughter both made a couple of statements which I blame on Roy Hutchins.
And what did they say?
They asked, they heard about the bet, and they want to know what color panties I was going to wear and the Halloween costume. This has humiliated me in front of my children.
Okay, hold on for a minute, Mr. Bozell. Stephen Bozell suing the Chicago Cubs for $200 million because he says they're liars, they know how bad they are, and they don't tell their fans. He's suing Roy Hutchins, his next-door neighbor, who won a bet with him on last night's game. Mr. Bozell here is going to have to go dressed as the woman that Kobe Bryant had sex with to a Halloween party. He's also suing Kobe Bryant because his notoriety caused this next-door neighbor to come up with this idea of Steve dressing as a rape victim. He also says that his children have humiliated him. His son asking him, what color panties are you going to wear to the party, Dad? All of this coming down to the fact that he is also asking, by the way, did you see this one, Chris? He's asking for $120,000 in lost wager money that he lost on the Cubs over the years. This is, like I say, a lawsuit that is unique, but fans are starting to sue ball clubs because they're no good. This man not only wants to sue him, he wants his money back on bets that he's made. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Steve Bozell with us. You lost the bet. You lost the bet on the Cub game last night, Mr. Bozell. Your neighbor wants you to dress like the woman Kobe Bryant had sex with, and he's going to dress like Kobe Bryant. Why is that humiliating? You think it's because he considers you to be what?
Well, I think it's obvious, sir.
Yeah. In other words, he considers you to be his little girl.
The kids say he thinks that I'm his bitch. Because I lost this bet. My daughter, who I love very much, just called me on my cell phone, and she's laughing with her friends and said, Daddy, Grandma has a pretty dress that might fit you. And she's laughing, and Grammy has a pretty dress. And all I can do is just, I pulled over to the side of the road, and I just broke down. Because it's so humiliating.
All right, a $200 million lawsuit against the Chicago Cubs that this man is... Sir, I understand you're upset, okay?
Yes, sir.
But we need to move on with the phone calls here.
Yes, sir, I understand it.
$200 million, and a friend said you got to dress up like Kobe Bryant's girlfriend or that woman that he allegedly had sex with. 1-800-449-8686. Deanna, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell.
I'm sorry for Mr. Bozell, but I think he's causing himself even more pain and suffering by going ahead with this lawsuit because no one forced him to agree to this bet, and he's done this on his own accord, and he's just making even more of a fool of himself
by
going ahead with this. No one made you do it.
Okay.
No one made you make bets over the years, so that is your loss.
Wrong.
That is your doing.
All right, I see that differently, ma'am. First of all, the Cubs go all over the place saying how good they are. We're good at this. We're good at that. We're so great. We're so great. After a while, people have a reason to believe it. And they're liars. And I bet all that money. Look at all the people that were crying last night who thought the Cubs are going to win. And then they're crying. Why? Because the Cubs lied to them and played bad. So I think they owe the fans some money. On top of that, my next-door neighbor thinks I'm his jail bitch, and excuse my language.
Yeah, remember you're talking to a lady.
I'm sorry, but he wants me to get into a dress?
I'm sorry, sir, but still, you agreed to that bet. You know, if you made the bet and said that, yes, I will do this,
right,
then he's just holding you to what you said. I mean, I don't agree with the man calling you and saying what he did. That was disrespectful, but... If you made the bet and said that you would go through with this, expect to pay up.
What about
and the fans should know that no matter how good someone says they are, they could always lose. That's how competition works.
That's true. And
what about my own son saying, oh, what color panties are you going to wear, Daddy?
Well, that's your son showing disrespect to you.
Yes.
He should not do that.
Yeah. Tell him, you know
that's
what?
That's an issue that you should take up with your children because they should not... They should respect you as their father
God.
And not make fun of you.
Yeah.
But yes, but then again, the ball club is not responsible for that. Neither is Kobe
right.
Bryant. He does not know you. He cannot affect your life
Kobe
unless
Bryant.
You allow him to.
Well, the minute he pulled that girl's dress up, he sucked me into his life.
No, he did not.
No, he didn't.
You sucked yourself into his
right.
life.
Deanna, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Rod, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Who is this?
I'm Phil Hendry.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
And your guest name is?
Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bozell, you don't know me, but my name's Rod, and I just got done listening to what you were talking about.
My name's Stephen Bozell, sir.
I'm sorry, Stephen. You're thinking about suing the Cubs and
right.
Kobe Bryant for this stuff that you're betting on.
Well, yeah, but the Cubs... have been telling everybody how good they are, and they're not good.
Well, it's a game, bud. I mean, come on, wake up and smell the coffee. You're betting on a game. There is nothing in this world that is guaranteed, and you're taking it to the court system saying that everything that is put in front of me is guaranteed. You need to wake up, buddy.
Well,
it is not guaranteed.
First of all, Kobe Bryant would never have, I'd never care about him until he sucked me into his life the minute he pulled that skirt up on that girl. Now, all of a sudden, he's got me involved.
And you're suing Kobe Bryant for something that people are accusing him of doing, which may or may not have happened, and you're going to sue him for that?
I'm suing him because my next-door neighbor, as terms of the bet that I lost, wants me to dress like the girl that Kobe Bryant had the sex with.
And you're going to do this?
Well, what am I supposed to do? I can't Welsh.
Look it.
Come on, dude. I mean, you're a grown man. You've raised kids. You got a family. It's time for you to say, I'm not going to do this. You can't sue people for losing a bet on something that is so ridiculous it's out of this world.
Well, if you shake hands with a guy, don't you have to do it?
Look it. If the guy, you know, the guy wants you to go to a party in a skirt, I bet you anything, if you called him up and said, look, dude, you're not really serious, he'd probably say, no, I'm not.
Well, then how come he called my house this morning and said, you know, I'm going to bend you over a chair and all that stuff?
So you're really going to do this?
All I'm saying is, my son calls me up and says, what color panties are you wearing? My daughter says she's got her, my daughter told me she'd hem the skirt on my costume.
Well, maybe your kids are trying to tell you that you need to tell this guy that, hey, I'm better than that, and I'm not going to do this.
Oh, great. Now I welch it on bets. I'll never be able to place another bet in this town. You know
that. Well, then don't place another bet.
Wait a minute.
What it is.
Wait a minute. You telling me no bookie is going to take your money because some guy, you won't get into a dress for a guy?
Who cares about a bookie taking my money, man?
Word spreads.
Yeah.
Who cares about a bookie taking my money? I'm going to watch the game for what it is.
I got $120,000 that I've given to bookmakers because the Cubs are liars.
So whose fault is that? Is that
the
Cubs' fault that
you
lost all that money?
Yes, sir, because after a while, oh, are you kidding me? Are you trying to tell me they don't think they're going to win?
All right. Look, Rod, thank you for your call. Clearly, the question here is, among many questions, were you humiliated by Kobe Bryant because you had to get into a dress or something? And the $120,000 you wager on the Cubs you've lost, clearly the question is, are you a fool for betting on the Cubs, or are the Cubs truly culpable here?
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't know what any of that meant that you just said. All I know is that the Cubs owe me, and they owe me big. And
all right, well, never mind then. Let me go over to Chris. Chris, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Yes, sir.
This is Chris from Detroit.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, are you a true Cubs fan, you say?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm a Cubs fan.
You're a Cubs fan?
Yeah.
I'm from Detroit. I'm a Detroit Tigers fan.
Whatever.
You know
the
Tigers' record this year,
by the
right?
way, it's called Detroit, not Detroit.
Jeez. It's Detroit. I'm from Detroit.
No, dude.
That's where I'm from. I'm
black?
Right there right now.
Are you black?
No, I'm not black.
Then
it doesn't matter if I'm black or white, man. I'm talking about baseball right now.
You don't call it Detroit. You call it Detroit.
Well, yeah, forget
I call
about
it. Detroit.
It.
Whatever, man. But look, I'm a Tigers fan.
Nice for
and you.
You
know their record this year, right?
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah, they were horrible. I'm not suing anybody because I'm a true fan.
Well, if you want to be stupid, that's your problem.
And no, because I knew they weren't going to be that good, I didn't choose to go and blow all my money on them.
Hey, let me ask something. Do you like Ted Nugent?
What?
Do you like Ted Nugent?
Yeah, I like Ted Nugent.
Okay, because he's from around there, ain't he?
He's from around there.
Yeah, because the song that I remembered from him so very deeply, give me Cat Scratch Fever. No, no, no. You know that song?
Yeah.
Okay. This guy, Hutchins, calls me up, says I got to get into a dress, I got to get into pumps and a purse. And he starts going, you give me Cat Scratch Fever. And my son's standing there. I just wanted to cry.
Well, you know what, man? You made the bet. I don't care if you thought the Cubbies were going to win or not.
Don't you think you should sue the Tigers because they're a pack of lying, no good pieces of crap telling you to go after their ball games? They stink.
No, because I choose to go and I choose to watch the games because I'm a fan of baseball and I'm a fan of the Tigers.
Well, Hutchins said he's going to put an eggplant in his pants as part of his costume, and I'm doomed to take an eggplant because of the freaking Cubs.
Well, no, you're doomed because you chose to make a stupid
right.
bet.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. It's me, Phil Henry.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
You are at the bus station, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Why?
I've just want to clear my head. I want to get away. When you got a man calling up your home saying, you know, here's Kobe and everything like that. Stop running.
Is that him now?
Yeah, he's here. What do you want? I'd like to come home. No, I'm not coming with you.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, sir. Damon?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm just laughing. This guy's going to ruin the sports entertainment business. I mean, he's going to sue every team that ever loses. They need to put disclaimers on all the tickets.
There is precedent. There are people who are suing professional sports franchises because they are not giving a proper return. Keep in mind that these ball clubs are subsidized in many instances by tax money.
Well, this is just an entertainment business, and that's part of the rivalry of the sports. Is you and the other guy, you both say you're great. Who's going to be great? Well, whoever wins. And what is your concept of good or great? If I say I'm great, I might think I'm great. Doesn't mean you think I'm great.
Okay, this guy Hutchins has followed me to the bus station because he wants me to get a skirt on.
You deserve to wear a skirt. You made a lousy bet. You need to stick to it and then never bet again and quit watching sports. Sounds like you need to start watching figure skating, something that you don't have to worry about the competition level too much.
So there you go. You're calling me gay, too.
Well,
I don't know what you're thinking.
This is the best entertainment I've heard on a radio show. I can't believe you're serious.
Man, you got to sue for $200 million. There isn't going to be a jury in the world that's going to give you they may...
Yeah, that's exactly right. They may not give me $200 million. They may give me $50 million. But the point is, come on, Steve, leave me alone.
The sad part is they're probably going to pay him off early anyway, just to keep him to shut his mouth.
Well, that's the part that I don't like. It'll be a courthouse step lawyering where they'll give you a few million.
Wait a minute. This is a class action suit. Leave me alone, Roy. This is a class action suit representing Cub fans everywhere. Don't ever cut my ass.
Now I'm a Cubs fan. I want to fight for that guy as well, then.
Yeah, okay. See how honest you are? You aren't honest at all.
I like the Cubs. I like Sammy Sosa. Hey, just like everybody else. I bet some money on him. I lost $20. You going to reimburse me?
I've lost $120,000, and I'm the guy that's having to get into a skirt.
You might need to go see a psychiatrist is what you probably need.
Why do you say?
But Mr. Bozell, you were obsessing over something. Are you telling me this guy followed you to the airport?
I'm at a bus station. He's here. What do you want? He says that my wife wants me to come home.
Well, what are you running away?
Hey, while you're at it, see your kids, too, for defamation of character. They're embarrassing you.
Okay. Do you have kids?
I do have kids.
Yeah? Do you love them? Why are you laughing?
Why am I laughing? You've got to be kidding me.
Mr. Bozell, sir.
Why are you laughing at me?
Mr. Bozell, if you want your children to be proud of you...
Look at that. He's got a Kobe jersey on and an eggplant hanging out of his pants.
If you want your children to be proud of you, then you need to act like a man.
Well, this guy says that I deserve to wear a skirt.
Not only do you deserve to wear a skirt, but you need to take pictures and send them out to all your friends.
Say that again, sir.
They need to take pictures of him wearing the skirt and send it out to all his friends.
Oh, God. Thanks a lot, Damon.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, I got the panties. Okay, now leave me alone.
Get rid of this guy. Get rid of him before we're all infected with whatever he's got. Steve Bozell suing the Cubs for $200 million. You know what? I thought it was a pretty good idea, the $200 million. And then I heard that he wanted to also sue his neighbor for making him wear panties and Kobe for dragging him into Kobe's life. By the way, right now, as I say, we may be on tape delay some places. It's 4-0 Red Sox over the Yankees. Ha, ha, ha! It'll be a delight to see the Sox go down to the Marlins.